Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Welcome to the prayer call. Another reminder, when you come on the prayer call, it's great if you want to sing to the Lord or you want to praise the Lord, but we do ask that you mute your phones so that we can hear when people come on. Besides, if you're in a conversation, you might not want us to hear it. We can hear it. So just remember, maybe you're new, maybe you forgot today, whatever. But anyway, just as a courtesy to others, let's mute our phones. Now, it doesn't do any good to say mute your phones because they're not listening. They've just come online and they're holding their place on the line, and we applaud that. But we just would appreciate it. Now, we know that it's not going to work full 100%. Everybody doesn't remember everything all the time. I don't remember everything all the time, but we do ask that you do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, good afternoon. I am on the line. Praise God.
Good afternoon. Did you have a good morning?
Yes, I did. I did have a good morning. I'm just praying between the calls today.
Praise
and tonight,
the Lord.
Tonight we're having service at the church in downtown. Praise the Lord. Yes.
And tonight we're going to be doing what John Adams said. We're going to be celebrating this birthday with fireworks. We're going to do our fireworks late tonight. And then tomorrow have everybody over to my house. I'm just so thrilled about it and happy for everyone that can come. Some of them can't come, you know, but you're thankful for the ones who can. The 4th of July is kind of a time when we've been able to get together through the year. Sometimes everybody can't be there for this or that. But just this nation, oh my goodness, how thankful we are on our 248th birthday. It should be celebrated with devotion to God, Adams said, and he could see it with picnics and parades and fireworks. And that's how it all began. And so we're going to do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just so thankful to the Lord. We have folks on here. I heard from Washington to down to the every border I heard online. And then I heard that we've also got people from Jamaica and from the Netherlands again, and I'm sure our smiling sister and brother from Singapore are on the line somewhere. They might be a little later because of the time slot, but whether you're later listening on or now, we're thankful to God for you and your supply of the Spirit. The Bible speaks about someone's supply of the Spirit, bringing it. That's why God tells us on this call always to keep together, because we're bringing something the Bible calls, each one of us is bringing something that the Bible calls your supply of the Spirit. So your supply makes this thing whole. Your supply, you're part of a group, a company, and your supply makes it whole. So we're thankful for that, for your voice. This morning I was talking quite early to my daughter-in-law, Candace, and she said, she was quoting Mark Hankins, just like you have a fingerprint, you have a voice print. And your voice is like no one else's. And your voice on this prayer, he can use you, because what's happening here is he is giving us from heaven utterance by the Holy Spirit. And then he lets us have the interpretation. Sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking, this is just messages for us. It's just for me. It's just for the church. But no, we're praying for people we can't even see. And sometimes
that's
it
right.
Seems like, oh, my goodness, that's a word to somebody unsaved. Well, we're praying for the unsaved. So I saw that about a scripture this morning. This doesn't apply to us, that one that was in Romans 7. It's applying to those who are out there and they're not doing, they can't do what they want to do, and because why not? They're not born again. They don't have peace with God. They haven't been joined with God. And so if you read it on the next chapter, it's the answer to those questions. So we were praying that for somebody who's not where you and I are. So, But praise the Lord, when our prayers take effect, then God can use his ability. When you use our authority, he can use his ability. And don't forget, we used our authority this morning, And we're going to be using our authority every single day for this nation. Against who you use your authority over? The devil. The devil and his power. Who's trying to bring all this? The Lord called it madness this morning. In the first statement to us, this madness. Hallelujah. How was that? I'm going to get that out and read it now. The very first statement he said was, this madness will come to end, and my justice, as I told you, will be served. I am your Lord and Jesus. Then underlined, continue to pray, my children. So our prayers have something to do with this madness ending and God's justice being served through our Lord Jesus Christ. This prayer is important, and it's important for us to stay together. If God says anything, it's important. Anything in the written word is important. Anything that he says to us in these words is important. So he's coming back on a white horse, you know. This morning he said, the horse is ready. Yeah. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Woo, woo! Anything you want to add, dear Brother Max?
You know, I always think of Philippians 1:6. We ought to be confident of everything. Mm-hmm. Being confident and doing the good work. And we are to carry it on to completion. And this prayer is a good work. This is what God wants us to do. And we are to carry it on to completion. I mean, I remember 3 months ago when you start praying for the justice system. Uh-huh. And look where we are. Just 2 days ago, and there's madness, and he talked about madness today. I'm not focusing on one thing, just like you said, there's a lot of things in the prayer call, but we are just to see how God is working through over this company and answering this company of prayer for each individual, on the prayer or not, just like
That's
you said,
right.
or somebody even you've been praying for, and they don't know
sure.
Jesus. Yeah,
that's right.
But praise God.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely the truth. So we can understand these things as much as we can understand them. I'm talking about the interpretations. But what we can understand, we just know it came from the Lord, and we're praying it. And so He'll distribute it as he needs to, because he knows everything, and he knows who needed that verse, needed what was happening. And so we're just faithful, and we just obey. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just so thankful to you, Lord. So very thankful. So very, very thankful for this opportunity to do what it says in 1 Corinthians. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, for no man understands him, but unto God. He speaks the mysteries of God. So these things, some of them are mysteries. Your plans are mysteries, Lord, but you have revealed a lot. We're so thankful for the ones you reveal. But the other ones, we have faith that when we're praying over your plans, your purposes, the mysteries, the divine secrets of God. And so today we lift up. We're going to be single-minded today and lift up the United States of America. Oh, God, I'm so thankful. I am so very, very, very thankful for this nation. I am so very thankful to be, of course, first a citizen of heaven, but then a citizen of the United States of America. And I do realize that you've given a lot to this country, and you said in your holy written word that to whom much is given, much is required. Oh, God, help us. Help the United States of America, who's been so blessed, to give, to walk in what's required. We do repent for the not standing in covenant as we should, but, oh, God, give us leaders that will help us do a real repentance, and that is a real turn, a real turnaround. Oh, Sibaratu. Ishantora. Prostinonia. Prostinonia nequaba igaladonie. Mashto, mashto, mashto. Kipande, kipande, kipande. Kavredubrava, jodiano no nombri, kalekangambi. Ishwanyo no kora balakai. Pupa kalanya neko holakababi, anyo no kora maniko. Ochita, ochita. Parvradanya neko holakai. Isato lo kohola kapapa, dankolo doho shende. Makurdivra, 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 bedu shinyata. Balekanya neko hora makito. Kambila kahanya neko hora kongongi. Babulia dacha fengo, babulia dacha mia. Mashtionto toto kohoshka. Mashtionto toto kohusha bapa. Magila Debra brondeske, idora, mekala kaba, buchwa, 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 buchwa. Fredeshe henyato na kohole. Kabila kangahaya na kohola. Bova bashecha brodebro tapinyo lo kobri zatechko. Oh, labito, oh, labito. Ki vilion dobre vredužu adabri kala kompevne na šuta. Izandolo goba alatinjo no kobaredenje bradožke mele dubra malakito, malakito, malakito. Fladanja, fladanja, fladanja. Ikalahaj, ikalahaj, ikalahaj. Gavida to hošetje, vrakanga, ale to onče vrakateko. Oči teko, oči, oči kopa. Oči kopa, oči kopa, oči kopa, oči kopa, oči kopa, oči kopa, oči kopa. Holy, my God, you're holy. Frotaška to onče. Mi to logo brafi, to logo ngala to, breka to go onče, li gongapia. Breda halakai la tonchendo toko upaka. Midu juushwa. Midu shwa 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 ndia toko breke deka. Angalo donje de ko revre dujwa matito ko papi kalandi da kam. E juto tu ko breka parka nino na ko pike tatia da goho jananda ko onje I jata ala kalati. A popo kalanya na korakati. E jando e jando e jando laki. Mitando 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 taki. Ma korata me kera karandi le ko. Ma shoto da ko pombele doho shante da ko bra Francisco to bra kapra siete. Ishano nombri kili kombra, vida lo kombra kie. Kabino nia vida soto toto babi la kohoro manangi lo doshkampri koto le bala kabinyo ne karakahai. Oh, sapritato, oh, sapritato, kakila toncha, kakila toncha. Vajvitokchu, vajvitata, pakilo toto, makilandia. Ibaha na nora, ibaha na kite dega angala tita ka alika nyora pata shantita to. Devidanya makila. Praise Santo Nama Koki, Pashut Pinde. Ishandolo go praise Mete. Na kolegi di tambri vridua shonone na kohoro kabapi lego zashkin hachi tika. I tala makia aktora go noho shek tere go doshka tanche. Kibele danyo ne kohona ka bravra danyo ne ko balati tataka hanya no nombre kala kakaya. Bishwa to bala kakaya andala kohora manya ne kara. Pileto vrondisho tara, makalako gebra dale kanye neko hulo kabida kora man neko lako chile katashka tonchi takarita lakilo. Shetala tara manaki. Birvar vajwa, birvar vajwa shwa toto toko hubaki. Meto, meto, meto. Pafranyonekwa vodje dishwa olebenya na korapatito toko ochete de kaala. Pitato kohora manaki la kaha yanta toko hoshanta toka ha. Medra dishko tonche de koto hoshakya. Ekele kohra batifla kadara kondende rogodoshka tachana na nobrega de godoche. Bibeli toi, patu to gohoshende, ne ko prakte to gohoshante, ne ko profote, shato to kopi. I ka frantianto to gohoshete, ne ko to hoshatia. A laboratoire, ma la congambi, e li capacia, na korobe neka la kakaria. I shantobre, i shantobre, i shantobre, i shantobre. Nicolo gombre ki di gaba, ma do 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 chete ta kaha. Pishwate kenge, pishwate jakambre. Malitota, malitota. Makoro doce, ne nikora. Ipala dovre dele kohore kanje, ne kohore batinyo, ne kohore kapa. Ijende do dobri, kafrakatanya, ne kohole kebiaka. Ne kohore bedenye, ne kohole koprakte, afrakte, ashantonche, de ganchambe. Isi ne manchoya shonga no kohora ka pashke penche de gontoshke. Isa toto kohosheta, kale ka prete, brandoshke, donchenye ne kohora ko doncha. Didwa shonga no kohora ka pito, toko onye ne kalatai. Privrete esha, tiyo no kohora mana. Bele kon kaka, bele tuta. E je ne cotia de coromba, que ana cura manati. E je uniaca la dofe badasche del cerno. Sobre ti frognono cuo le cabelletini e non corriga da gadagne. Metto lo cubri cabri con ton cojone ne cajala caia na cojo la manciana manciana. Mando rogo dobri kaplanje neko hrojko baragadanje neko hla kapaška. Še te hele kambra kada ko hončene na nobre kare ko dobri kada ko dobra palitinjo na kora badaške. Mišanje na kora maneka. Mišanje na kora katjana na nobre kada ga hlajla. Mako loko bebe dašanje to. Agalavra de Hishondoro Gohoro Kaka Halakai and Agaragada Anjen and Nikahola Kaflakia Tika. Berriatora, Berriatora Maki. Berriatora Maki Danya Maki Danya Maki Danya Makala Kabreke de Gohoshande Nikotoshka. Ibidi Tuhushwa, Makoro Gondoprik Teshe, the Gotoshka Tanche, the Gotoshka. Every bohotanya ne kohola kaprakte. Meru dubra kata halakaya na koto dodo shete de gatashka. Gale patanya ne kahai. Kasetanya na kofre ke frashota. Bonye betora ma nikola tai. Abido vraskoka ma tashka tanjera ko peshke te ta. Kalete le ka. Panjo to to chape. Le kahala kito. Kavidoho manakaya, manakaya, manakaya. Prodinya nobri bashko donye ni kwa. Ile pritwa honye le koho. Baladinya no kora di le danye ne kora. Badale kakaya na kora kodoshke de bramya na kora badashke kaka. Ika la koho la te papa. Ika la tuhura baka haya. E janda la tuhu shektakla. Kesa tota, kesa tota, kesa tota, kapija kaya. Ma tuto to kapa tanya. Ma si koko papa tanya, ma si koko. Ma si koko papa lita, ma si koko patinyana. Bedwa shwa tovre bede kai, ma koloko baladinyo no koro badai. E judu du du chupwa, pa kolo nga manye ni kwa, du du go bre, bre dish, go donje di, kalai la banya nora. Kambri kato hule ke bak Piatto jandele kohora manieto. Picando no kohora. Pitando no koba kirio, dorogo babi, anene korobodoshke de bra. I juadoro balito lo compre che ti cambra la capito, to compre che de danio, no koroka dai. A kora manai. So tutto papi, la dora gambara disco. Ah, no, la cora. Oh, balidara manico la coppa. Che le cahala caia na cora con desche. Dischiano la cora coppa. Pagila dobre che de gangatai, attore conga. Mangole tete, frando scatto to copra. Che vede coho la macchia, vede coho, shanto to coho, shettato to coho, shettio. Ma le combre che faccio to coho, shettio, mi cora manacchia. Messo tobra, coffi d'agni, coffi beggia. E ce ne manora, manacora mantito, to coba halakai. Che ve le do ciò, ma torna a manacaglia, to perché ti fa fantosh, che ti c'è ancora battisco. Chi sa to do coho scette, di coho le capata le co ogni ne cora che dai. Ma co cobra che dica halai, a ti la cahara nagnata, che baracada ha shanta le coho scette, le coho scette. Oh, Father, Shato logo be kavri medanye ne kuva bana kodesh ke dushanya. Masu koto koho shandara kohondiana koho leki braka halai kasete ka anje de gala ka kafe ka de kontanye ne koro katusa. Pishwa no koro kodohi shete atote de koho langa eje de koro mani kota te koho le kapa. Boshu anio na koho lakai, mako lako beshke danche, dago toho shati. Shitora ma neko lakai brehi kafa. Pili du du jua shwato anio ne kuato, dago doi shetio na kora patito. Dele kobre frete hai shangio, dago doi shetio te. Borshwa tonye te bela to tada gongara gada shetye de gudu hushetyana. Kana no kombre kade kahalaka api tada kahalaka. Iji de kotora manye ke hile kakaka. Iji de kohora katashka tanche de kohu shetye te katashka. Ești de cotombre, că te cohole ca praptea, la cara că tancea, te cohole și anghete. Chebră toaie, tonie, ne cohole ca pal. Ele britoașa nu ne coro mâna ca ca. Praise your name. Ejato, compre, fetești cu tancea de ca ca. Cabilan dobre, că te caha, mâna cohole ca video, nu sopra. Ili donye ne kohole kebra hala kaka, pato ko ocele di ka hala kaka. Kibro donye ne kohole kepa. Ije da kanka la korama na kaha lai la hale tenye ne kohora kopa. O si brata sia, dangoro kodoshi, anche ne kondiette, di kodoshi katonche, Elegari hanno cuore cadendo lo dopo scendere lo dopo scendere. Lasciato le coho bracata a scendere le coho terne le capnocchie. Che belle hele tene le cahalai. Palo do brevre, bituana topra. Bituana cora bide cofretti e no cora beticcia. Sange le cohora tai. Ma con la congiene cuore ma cofta to cuore cecchi. Ibele dua, moro di rejandoro cuore le cafre, le comprevre do ciua. I gene na cataca, da cahala cangabri, do di una corma na cofta to cuore cecchi. Praise your name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. You know, while I was praying, we were praying, I was impressed with something. That we should start a brand new map of the United States. And we will pledge, commit to pray the prayer of authority, taking authority over our nation and over its elections processes and over the demons who would try to start things, maybe riots, whatever, whoever knows what. But from now until the new president, whoever he or she is inaugurated in January. So that's going to be 6 months here of commitment that you will attempt to every day. Now, you could miss a day, you know, sometimes we do, of taking your authority over the demons that would try to upset things in our election, that would try to steal it, and over the demons that would try to cause rioting and such things. So we're going to make a brand new map. I'm telling my tech team by way of this announcement right now, we don't have it set up. We're going to erase our old map, and we're going to start again, and we'll have a way for you to tell us. Now, I don't know the way yet, but we will announce it on our prayer call probably next week. Maybe it might be the week after, but they have to work the details. But you start right now. You start right now, and I'm going to start right now to take authority, and we're going to be single-minded. We're going to take authority over the demons. Remember what God told that preacher that prayed for the blind man. When you take your authority, it releases my ability. So it's going to release God's ability in this land to protect our election and to protect us from evil. Praise the Lord. All right, that came to me while we prayed. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And you know what came to me when you said that?
What
to do? To do the same for Israel. But you pray about it. But the map of Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take your authority.
Well, the map is of people who are praying. So, for instance, if someone commits from Minneapolis, then we'll put a little pin. We put a marker on Minneapolis, not on the, like, for Israel, but they might be praying for Israel or taking authority. But this, of course, we want to pray for Israel, but as far as our authority, we live here in the United States of America. We're going to take our habitational authority over our elections. And we can remember, too, at the time, same time, to pray for Israel. But when you commit to do that, then we will mark our map, like your boundary marker, such and such, there in Washington. Well, we'll put a marker on that you're taking your authority daily there. And I believe we'll cover the whole United States, and we'll get a free, fair, legal election, and it won't be robbed from us. So I don't know whether we're going to have you call in or write in, or we'll make a way for you to be there and be represented on that map. But I'll have to, Jared's probably he's probably thinking right now how to do this. But Jared and Don, some of those.
We have a map for the state of Minnesota and our church. So this could be another way also for you guys
of sure
ministry, but you could actually take your state, map of your state. We have, I believe we have the 50 states between both prayers, and pray for your state, and that will cover it too.
Yeah.
Praise God.
You have you have what is called habitational authority.
Yeah.
That means you live in a place, and because you live there, you have authority. Now, I don't have authority in Washington State, boundary marker number whatever, one, boundary marker number one. I don't have authority there. We've got a man on this call that does. So I can take my authority, and what I do is I say, in my realmdom, whatever that is, Satan knows what it is. I'm not going to let him steal in my precincts, in my realmdom, wherever that is. I can control him. But now you can't do that in Missouri. You don't live here. But you live in Minneapolis. And that should keep you guys in Minneapolis on your toes. Bless the Lord. So taking authority so that the enemy cannot act up. That you take your authority over the enemy. That's what you do. You don't have authority over people or people's wills. But you have authority over the enemy to stop him. And he's behind what the Lord called this morning on the call. This madness. He's behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Brother
Matt. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Glory
yes.
To Second. God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for speaking to us all the time now. Lord, help us to come to the understanding of what you are telling us and to divide it the way that you wanted us to divide it and pray over it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. What an exciting time with the Lord. What an exciting
time. We sure are. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All
right. But the time is this. We have come to the kingdom.
Yes. Yeah. And start with 2 Timothy 4. 1-7. And I don't know what it's all that about. 2 Timothy 4, 1-7. Next line. You are my children. Pray with my prophet. Period. You are my children. Pray with my prophet. So 2 Timothy 4, 1-7, you are my children, pray with my prophet. Next line, 1 Peter 5, 7. Next line is underlined. And I just want to say this, Miss Billy, I just have so much energy right now in me, praise the Lord.
Me too.
And I pray that everybody will have the same energy.
Me too. You know, it's totally different from the anointing this morning. It was a
yes.
heavy, wondrous anointing this morning, but this one's different. This is an energy.
Yes, yes.
Energizing.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Energy.
Yes, me too. I'm having the same thing.
I could tell you're just on fire.
Yes, right. Totally different, but both the Lord, you know.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, this line is underlined. All of it. Start like this. I has given you the power to overcome through my words. I have given you the power to overcome through my words. I have given you the power to overcome through my words. Next line. And that was all underlined. Next line. You, church, do not have a choice. You are to pray. This company is moving you. Oh, this company is moving you. Oh, then there's the word R here. Okay, let me see if I'm reading it right. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to read it. Okay. You, church, do not have a choice. You are to pray. This company is moving. You are, yeah, this company is moving. You are not to stop. I walk with the faithful one. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. I know it's a long line here. Well, almost three lines on my notebook here. You, church, do not have a choice.
A choice.
You are, okay. Yeah, there's an A and then choice. A choice.
Okay.
You are to pray. This company is moving. You are not to stop. I walk with the faithful one.
I didn't get after the word stop. What is next?
After stop, I walk with the faithful one. I walk with the faithful one.
The faithful one or ones?
One. Yeah, it's one. So,
okay.
I'll read it again, unless if you want to read it, just to make sure that we all got it.
Let me see what I've got.
Okay.
You, church, do not have a choice. You are to pray. This company is moving. You are not to stop. I walk with the faithful one.
I walk with the faithful one.
I walk with the faithful one. Okay?
Correct. Then he gave us Psalm 23, verse 4. Psalm 23:4. Next line is Psalm 56:5-6, verses 3 and 4. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. My peace. Next line. My peace with you. Close your eyes, for the night, with an S, for the night, sleep. Set your mind on me. My peace with you. Close your eyes, for the night, sleep. There is no O for anything here. Night, sleep. This is just like almost Arabic here. Close your eyes for the night's sleep. Set your minds with an S on me. So I'll read it again one more time. My peace with you. Close your eyes for the night's sleep. Set your minds on me.
Praise the Lord.
Next line is John 14:1-4, verse 27. John 14:27. Deuteronomy 3:22. Deuteronomy 3:22. Isaiah 35:3-5. Isaiah 35:4. Isaiah 35:4. Next line is underlined. Do not fear. Do you understand? That's the line. Do not fear. Do you understand? and this was underlined. Do not fear. Do you understand? Then he gave us the book of Lamentations. Yeah, Lamentation 3, verse 57. Lamentation 3, verse 57. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Deuteronomy 31, 8. Next line. I need you to know that I am with you, and I am your strength. Behold. That's the line. I need you to know that I am with you, and I am your strength. Behold.
I am your strength, what?
Behold.
Behold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe behold is underlined. The word behold, that's the only one in this whole sentence is underlined. Thank you.
Okay.
When you said, I believe strength is just, I saw the line now, behold, under behold. So I need you to know that I am with you and I am your strength. Behold is underlined. The only word is behold, underlined. Next line. Psalm 27, 3. Psalm 27, verse 3. Matthew 10, 26. Matthew 10, 26. Thank you, Lord. All right, next line. I am the one who lead you to the path, is, there's an S, to the path, yeah, path. Walk through your road. I will comfort you. Okay, that's a long line. I'll read it again. I'm going to slow down. I am the one who lead you to the paths, P-A-T-H-S. Walk through your road.
Walk through?
Yeah. Walk through your road. I will comfort with a T, comfort you. That's the line. I am the one who lead you to the path is walk through your road. I will comfort you. Next line is underlined. I prepared you for you are with me. That's the line. Underline the whole thing. I prepared you for you are with me. I prepared you for you are with me. Oh. Then he gave us Psalm 91, not all of it, most of it, 1 through 16. Psalm 91, verses 1.
I think that is all of it.
16. Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know. I need to, okay. Well, he gave us Psalm 91.
I might be wrong, but I think it is.
Okay. Psalm 91. 1 to 16. I'm just going what the Lord gave us here. All right. What? Next line. What did I say to Moses and Joshua? Yeah, that's the line. What did I say to Moses and Joshua? Next line is underlined. So the first line, what did I say to Moses and Joshua? Next line is underlined, and it read like this. I am saying to you now, church. I am saying to you now, church. Okay. And that was underlined.
That was
then
underlined?
He gave us Joshua. Yeah. Yeah, I am saying to you now.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole line is underlined. I'm saying to you now, church, underlined. Next line is Joshua 11:6. Joshua 11:6. Numbers 21:34. Yeah, 3:4. Numbers 21:34. I have to make sure because the 4 and 9 in my handwriting is very close. Next line, Isaiah 44:8. Isaiah 44:4, verse 8. This line is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Behold, my children. Oh, America, Israel, church. Behold, my children. America, Israel, church. And that was underlined. Behold, my children, America, Israel, church. Next line. Nehemiah. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Nehemiah 4:14. Nehemiah 4:14, 1:4. Next line. Remember what I did to Egypt? Yeah, that's the line. Remember what I did to Egypt. Remember what I did to Egypt. Yeah, T-O, to Egypt. Next line. Have wisdom in me, and I will be next to you. Have wisdom in me, and I will be next to you. That's the line. Have wisdom in me, and I will be next to you. Psalm 111:10. Psalm 111:10. Deuteronomy 7:18. Deuteronomy 7:18. 1 Samuel 22:23. 1 Samuel 22:23. Next line, my answer to you. Yeah, that's the line. My answer to you. My answer to you. Next line. Oh, that's why. Next line is underlined. So the first line, my answer to you, the one I'm going to read now is all underlined. And it reads like this. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You have my hope. You have me. I'll read it again. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You have my hope. You have me. That's the answer. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You have my hope. You have me. And it's all underlined.
Starting where?
You have the power of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
All of it. You have my hope. You have me. All underlined. All right. Next line. Psalm 46. 46, verse 2. Psalm 46, 2. Isaiah 8, 12. Isaiah 8, verse 12. Luke 8, verse 50. Yeah, that's the zero. Luke 8, 50. Next line, before last, and this one is underlined as well. I give you my kingdom. Luke 12:32. So it's all in one line, it's all underlined. I give you my kingdom, Luke 12:32. I give you my kingdom. Luke 12:32, all underlined. Then the Lord's signature, trust in me. I don't know, we call it signature, but it's...
I think that's just right.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely right to call it his signature. All right, we're going to begin with the scripture of 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 7.
Correct.
I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching or doctrine, but will have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And of course, this is Timothy talking to his spiritual son, excuse me, Paul talking to his spiritual son. And a lot of people use, when they're ordaining someone to the ministry, they use these scriptures, this scripture right here. Because he literally was telling Timothy, this is what I charge you to do in your ministry. And he reminded him that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, is a judge. And then it speaks of his appearing. His appearing is when he comes in the air and meets us. That's his appearing. And then his kingdom, his future kingdom. So, the wonderful scripture. You are my children. Pray with my prophet. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you.
Hello.
And then underline. Yeah, isn't that a great one? Not supposed to carry any. You know, I walk off sometimes. Now, this may be a little extreme, but this is what I do. I'll walk off from getting, have an appointment with someone, getting my hair fixed, doing this, doing that, and they'll say, be careful. And to myself, I think, no, I'm not going to do it. I've cast all my care over on the Lord. He cares for me. It'd be better if they'd say, be watchful. You know, we're supposed to be watchful, but we're not supposed to take cares upon us. And I know what they mean, and that's all right. That's good. But that's just me and my little self here. That's what I do. When they say that, I say to myself, no, I cast all my care over on Him. Now, here is the next line underlined. I have given you the power to overcome through my words.
Mm-hmm.
You, church, do not have a choice. You are to pray. This company is moving. You are not to stop. I walk with the faithful one. What a charge that is. He gave us
That's
a charge in 1 Timothy 4:1-7. This too is a charge. This is a charge that tells us he's giving us these words. We are a company of prayers and we're moving. We're not to stop. And he walks with the faithful one. Who is the faithful one? The one who keeps at it. The one who doesn't give up. The one who doesn't quit. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 56:3-4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise. In God, I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? The New American and the Amplified said, what can man do to me? What a marvelous scripture. In God, I trust. Hallelujah. Somebody said that they pick up even a penny from the street because it has written upon it, in God we trust.
Wow.
Thank God. Thank God that our country says that on our very coinage. Next line, my peace with you. Close your eyes for the night's sleep. Set your minds on me. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You know what this is saying? Just roll your cares over on me. Put your mind on me. Close your eyes and have a good night's sleep. Isn't that great?
Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. It's beautiful.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Deuteronomy 3:22. You shall not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you. Isaiah 35:4. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you.
Wow.
No wonder we felt so energized.
Yeah.
Praise God.
I just want to say, like, literally, the Lord telling us, stop talking. and listen to my words here. Go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Put your strength in me. Believe.
Yeah, have a good night's rest.
Yeah,
have a good night's rest. Roll your cares over on me, and then be sure to take your part in the, when you are awake, you pray and you join this company of prayers, and you got work to do. But
you know,
it's a peaceful
somebody in my church on Sunday talked to me about this very same thing. It just hit me. He said he can't sleep. I'm going to give him these three scriptures. I don't know if he's on the call or not.
You know what? I bet you there's a lot of folks on this call that haven't been getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And God just wants you to use these words right here and get yourself a good night's sleep.
Amen.
You know, an army, you want it rested. And that we're an army of the Lord. We're a prayer army. So we need our sleep.
Yeah.
Next line. Do not fear. Do you understand? Lamentations 3:57. You came near when I called on you. You said, do not fear. Wow.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Hallelujah. The next line. I need you to know that I am with you, and I am your strength. Behold. Behold is underlined.
Yeah.
Psalm 27:3.
Yeah.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident.
You just said the army, the people in the army need to get some rest. And look what
I just said that, yeah. and though an army around us, we're resting. We're the army that rests. Hallelujah. Let me see now. Psalm 27:3. Matthew 10:26. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. I am the one who lead you to the paths. Walk through your road. I will comfort you. Next line underlined. I prepared you, for you are with me. Psalm 91. He said 1 through 16. I'm going to look and see how long it is.
Yeah, I didn't look yet.
Guess how many verses it's got? 16.
Okay, so all of it.
Yeah. But it's interesting that he said that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That he gives you the numbers that it turns out to be. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. It says the Almighty here, but it's his name, Shaddai. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers or his pinions, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample underfoot. Because you have set your love upon me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you on high, because you know my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what a psalm. I say that one just about every day. What did I say to Moses and Joshua? And then underlined, I am saying to you now, church, Joshua 11:6. Here, I got to do this. Okay. Now I got it. And the Lord said to Joshua, be not afraid because of them. For tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up, all slain before Israel.
Wow.
Thou shalt huff their horses and burn their chariots with fire. That was King James. Let me see. Ah, I got it here. I'm going to read it now to you in the ESV. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I will give over all of them slain to Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire. Hallelujah. Mm. Numbers 21:34. Okay, now that was what God said to Joshua. Now in Numbers 21:34, we're going to hear what he said to Moses. But the Lord said to Moses, do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand and all his people and his land. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon. Mm. So in both these cases, to Joshua and to Numbers and to Moses, he said, I'm going to deliver your enemy into your hand. So that's what
wow.
he's saying now to the church.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. Don't be afraid. I'm going to deliver your enemy into your hand.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah
wow.
44:8. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it, and you are my witnesses? Is there a God beside me? There is no rock. I know not any. He knows no other, there's none other besides him. Behold, my children, America, Israel, church. Nehemiah 4:14.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the officials, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. And fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes.
Hmm.
Hmm. Wow. Remember what I did to Egypt. Have wisdom in me, and I will be next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
Wow.
The fear of the Lord, this means the Amplified says that the reverent fear and worship of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord. is the beginning of wisdom. You can't be wise if you don't start there with fearing and worshiping the Lord. There's no wisdom beyond that, outside of that. That's your starting place. Deuteronomy 7:18. I'm reminded of when people get on TV and they're supposed to be experts. Well, they cannot be a wise expert if they didn't begin with fear of the Lord. That's me. That's just me commenting. Now we go to Deuteronomy 7:18. You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. That's exactly what he just said to us. Remember what I did to Egypt.
The end part of it. What?
Read which one? Deuteronomy 7:18.
Yeah, can I read it one more time?
You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt.
Wow.
And he just now told us, remember what I did to Egypt.
Yeah, well, he's talking to us even about what is happening now in this nation. Israel?
He's saying the same thing, yeah.
The same thing. This is what I'm going to do. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. What I said to Moses and Joshua, I'm saying to you now.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Now, that Deuteronomy 7:18, that's what he said to Moses in Egypt, in Israel.
Yeah.
1 Samuel 22:23. Stay with me. Do not be afraid. For he who seeks my life seeks your life. With me you shall be in safekeeping.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That was David talking. Stay with me. Do not be afraid. For he who seeks my life seeks your life. With me you shall be in safekeeping. You could say that God, if God says that to us, it's stay with me, don't be afraid. He who hates me hates you. That would be to Satan. But if you stay with God, you're going to be in safekeeping.
Thank you,
my
Lord.
Answer, yeah, praise God. That's all we have to do, just stay with him.
Yeah.
My answer to you, now this next is underlined. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You have my hope. You have me.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 46:2. He usually gives us 10, but now he gives us 2. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Now, the New American and Amplified says, therefore we will not fear though the earth should be changed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to be afraid.
My goodness. Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 8:12. Do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread.
Huh. Really a good one. Is that 8:12?
That is Isaiah 8:12. You are not, I'll read it in the New American. You are not to say it is a conspiracy in regard to all that this people call a conspiracy. For you are not to fear what they fear or be in dread of it.
I believe he's telling about his word is confirmed, and the word of God is not conspiracy, but everything else is conspiracy.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, meditate. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I'm going to here we are and in the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah begins in verse 11 saying, "For the Lord spoke thus to me with his strong hand upon me and warned me not to walk in the way of this people, saying." So we'll pray about that one. I don't understand it all, but whatever it is, he had us pray about it. Hallelujah. Luke 8:50. And to tell you the real truth, I think that's one of those things we don't try to just figure out. We just say, okay, that's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what we prayed. Because you could imagine all kinds of things. You can, Brother Higgins called it weaving spiritual air castles. So we're not going to weave any spiritual air castles. We're just going to say that's what he had us pray, so that's what he had us pray.
Yeah.
But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be made whole." Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
"I give you my kingdom." Luke 12:32. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So we're not to be afraid. I think that's the whole message of this afternoon. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Roll it over on him. He's got it. No matter what's going on. Hallelujah. He's definitely recognizing this prayer company that we're a part of. That really spoke to me, that part. You do not have a choice. You are to pray. That's our part.
Yeah.
God is to pray. We're on the earth, and it's like Wesley said, John Wesley, it seems that God can do nothing on the earth except a man ask him. And it's like that pastor who prayed for the blind woman. Your authority, your taking authority releases my ability. So our praying asks him. Our taking authority puts his ability on the scene. He works with man. He works through man. He chose to do that. So it says that his purpose of the ages, it says this in Ephesians, is to reveal his manifest wisdom to the principalities and powers through us.
Amen.
So this power, it's his good pleasure to reveal to Satan and all those we're overcoming through us. We have a part in this. Church, do not have a choice. You are to pray. This company's moving. Thank God. He said we're moving. And you're not
Amen.
To stop. And he's walking with those of us who will be faithful. And count me down. I'm going to be a faithful one.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. And he said to America, what I said to Moses and to Joshua, I am saying to you. So praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. No, I don't give up America.
No.
And we're going to do our part. Bless the Lord. Well, do you have anything else to add to that, dear brother?
No, I just meditate on the word. My goodness. A lot of fruit here today from the Lord.
A lot of fruit.
I love it
from the Lord.
That you have no... Because not to be negative, but we are to stop living in fear. We are, I mean, stop. Just, yeah, praise God.
Fear is an enemy.
Even, you know, when he said, if you see the mountain move, if you see the sea move, don't be in fear. Just watch and pray. See what I'm doing for you. I'm walking with you.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
He's
wonderful
God.
Lord, and we thank you and praise you. And I pray for everyone on this call that they'll have a safe 4th of July. I plead the blood of Jesus over all their travel, over all their celebrations, over all their fireworks. Everyone on this call, Lord, we are a company. And I lift up this company here. For your, we roll all the care of it over on you. We're not afraid. We are not afraid. And we are rolling everything on you, and you got it. It's yours. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy 4th of July. Be blessed. Enjoy your family.
Happy 4th of July. Shalom and blessings.
Shalom.